Blog Talk Radio.
Shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports Impact.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Doc Stanley, Sports In Depth, Blog Talk Radio, the Trust in God Radio Network, giving you that segment that you've asked about, and I haven't done in a while for you, things you think you know, but now you really know, because I told you so. Doc Stanley, Sports In Depth, Blog Talk Radio, the Trust in God Radio Network intro. And I tell you, I thought about some things, and one of the things was, oh, it meant some out, because I'm blessed. And that Rooney, Justice, coined the Sports In Depth Nation. Gone a few years now. We're thinking about when wings were made to fill and just learned prior, just after the Rooney's passing. It was remarkable. I remember in the military, I was contemplating buying a camera for audio set. You know, the guys doing this thing, you always can get a camera, you know? He said, but if you could put some tape, vocally or visually, and capture a moment, you know, may not ever happen again. What's in that Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Government? Now, man, Dusty Baker's in town, and the Astros lost yesterday. And I have an update for you. What's happening? But that Yankee Stadium, man, things are changing now. Push for COVID shots in New York City. Now, if you go to the ballpark, okay, get free tickets to the game, or any game that you choose, be pushed to get this vaccination. You know, it'd be really wonderful if there's a heavy push like that to get the word of God out. If there's a heavy push like that to push love, admiration, and respect, a heavy push to eliminate racism, which is an embedded, indebted force. The other day, so you knew how asinine and where he was intellectually, he said, America is not a racist country. The great late Malcolm McCovey Bradford would say, or do you jest? Black Family Sports Network, Block Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network. Get our segment going. Not going to be long. Just in and out with your voice. 646-200-0373. 646-200-0373. Happy birthday tomorrow, Willie Mays. Cinco de Mayo today. The Feliz Aniversario for a Sophia. I wonder what his last name is. 70 today in Caxias, Brazil. Commercial plug. Get into Sam Goop, gospel song. And prayer. And showtime. Jazz, that's when they did this, baby. Greatest piece of music they ever did. First time I saw them live, too. I loved it. Headline. Richard Pryor. Auntie wasn't on the show. You couldn't beat those Apollo shows. You couldn't beat those shows at all. And Dr. Danny's Sportsnet Blog Talk Radio. Listen Guard Radio Network. And this portion of Sports in Depth is brought to you by MegaCare. MegaCare, we go everywhere because for you, the health is our first care. 718-684-5088 is the number. I'm going to call to offices at 315 East Kingsbridge Road in the Bronx. Fax 718-684-5089 and the cell phone 347-755-9595. MegaCare, we go everywhere because is our first care. They live in all five boroughs every day, Monday through Friday. 30. MegaCare. They live everywhere. And he's supporting the Block Talk Radio Talk Network. This portion of Sports and Debt brought to you by MegaCare. Now, favorite songs open the show.
Oh, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by. So she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, somebody touch me. She said, it was I who just gonna touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now. Stood there crying, oh, 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 Lord. And oh, 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 said if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I know I'll be made whole right now.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
He said happy birthday real quickly to Willie Mays today. We'll be doing a show tomorrow about Willie. We're going to do a show with Willie tomorrow. Do one real quickly. Tomorrow's Willie Mays' birthday. 90 tomorrow. Mr. Mays, we love you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Sophia in Caxias. She turned 70 today. She's 20 years younger than Willie Mays. She was just a chickie. So we have this happy birthday to her. And we say happy birthday to Sophia. Caxias. Sophia Mommy, as we like to call it. What's that Blog Talk Radio Trust in God Network? Thank you for joining us once again. Yeah. A segment is things you think you know, but now you really know because I so. Friends in Brazil. Talk for them too. May. Has you ever played a game? We love you, sir. Birthday to you. And anybody else's birthday is today, too. Tomorrow, excuse me. Cinco de Mayo is the big day today. Willie Mays' birthday tomorrow. And also another city. Birthday tomorrow, so it was happy birthday to her, too. Anybody else's birthday today, tomorrow? And for the rest of us, there's some birthdays coming, too. We'll take this moment, too, to be the first. It's the greatest player ever played a game. Willie Mays. Very happy. Let's confirm you're 90 years old tomorrow. Wow. Thank God for that.
A Rádio Pajeú é o mundo todo. Fala, Stanley, direto dos Estados Unidos.
Meu nome é Doug Stanley.
Meu nome é Doug Stanley.
E eu moro em Nova York.
Eu moro em Nova York.
Nos Estados Unidos.
Nos Estados Unidos.
E estou ouvindo Radio Web Pajeú.
Estou ouvindo a Rádio Web Pajeú.
Um abraço. Hugs. God bless you.
Deus abençoe você.
Eita, menino, quer dizer que agora é internacional, é?
Yes. Ué.
Rock Stanley, sponsored at Blog Talk Radio and the Trust in God Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports and Death on Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. The Rock Stanley and his posse, where we rope the rumors, all side issues, and brand the truth. Trust in God.
And now, it's time to pray. Lord Jesus, heal us. Heal us in whatever you see needs healing. Heal us in whatever might separate us from you. Heal our memory, our hearts. Heal our emotions. Heal our spirits. Heal our bodies. Heal our souls. Lay your hands gently upon us and heal us through your love for us. In Jesus' name. That from my Ingrid always sending me great prayers, and but the day of the Lord will come like a thief, then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burnt up and dissolved and then be exposed. 2 Peter 3rd chapter 10th. Brother Keith Mendoza always sends a lot of great sayings, and he sent some great ones today too. Amen, Father God, amen. And there are people who say two words, and not most of us, just always at the same level. And he sent a couple of great things to me today. Remember, anyone can love you when the sun is shining. The storm is where you learn. Another one, like this too, and it's really apropos. No matter how much you revisit the past, nothing there new there to see. You too, gotta like it, baby. Always pray to have eyes that see the best in people, heart that forgives the worst, mind that forgives the bad, that never loses faith in God. Doc Stanley, Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, Trust in God Network, John Coltrane. Dear Lord, in this in prayer. Now, it's time for us to get to the segment that you've been asking for a long time. Things you think you know, you really know, because I told you so. Dr. Stanley Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trusting God Radio Network. And as we remember, birthday to Great Willie Mays. Oh, I got somebody else joining me today. That's good. We're going to go into that. 973. Okay, who's joining me today?
Good evening, gentlemen. This is Lou from New Jersey. I've been here once before, I think.
Yeah, Lou. You, Lou from across the water.
Right. Oh, you remember. Okay, good.
Yeah, I didn't mean to catch up with you. This little segment here got some things that I'm shooting at. Good update on the Yankee score. Just remembering the birthday of Willie Mays tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo today.
Wow.
3 days.
90 years old.
Well, no, we had 2 days ago was Sugar Ray Robinson's birthday.
Yes.
And part of my segment of things you think you know, but you really don't know, but now you do because I told you so. Walker Smith Jr. And you may say, well, who in the world is Walker Smith Jr.? That was Sugar Ray Robinson. Ray Robinson changed his name, started using the name Ray Robinson. Story evolved that he had to use that name. The original story I heard, he was down at the gym, and one night they wanted him to come and fight. The coach at the gym always kept all the cards. Therefore, you know, you'd have to leave it home. And so Walker Smith Jr., real name is Ray Robinson in the ring, Walker Smith Jr. outside the ring, and later on he originally changed it. Looking at the scoreboard, too, look at some things here. You know, there's a picture of Ray Leonard there. And the thing with Ray Leonard is that Ray Leonard is named after Ray Charles. And
right.
Ray Charles' real name is not Ray Charles. Ray Charles' real name is
Charles
Ray
Robinson.
Charles Robinson. And when he came on the scene, the guy said, what's your name, Mr. Raiders? No, that name's famous already. So Ray Charles used his first two names instead of his last. Same name with Joe Louis. I think your people know Joe Louis' name was Joseph Louis Barrows. Barrows was his last name. Joe dropped the Barrows because your people frowned on guys fighting. So Joe Louis' real name is Joseph Louis Barrows. So he dropped the Barrows, Joe Louis, and just like Ray Charles was Ray Charles, and became famous. Joe Louis became Joe Louis and became famous. And also got some other things to continue. As we told you about Ray. And also, you know, the famous No Mas. Loran says, there you go. Roberto Rand never said No Mas. It was Howard Cosell
who
said No Mas. No Mas! No Mas! He could no.
Loran
never
mas.
That's right. It was Howard Cosell. I tell you another thing, too. And since we're doing things, you know, the Nation of Islam was never called Black Muslims. Mark Wallace on 60 Minutes was the one that gave him that tag, the Black Muslims. Always. And I remember around my Muslim brothers, they never said, never used the term Black Muslim. They say, always a member of the nation, we're from the nation. Black Muslim was a term used by Mike Wallace, who went on, they picked it up. But the Nation of Islam was always, and I always remember that one, saying I'm from the nation, we're going to the nation tomorrow. Never said Black Muslims, always said the Nation of Islam or the nation as a short term. Muhammad Ali, you know, he changed his name to Muhammad Ali, but originally, initially it was Cassius X. And then Cassius X, and then Elijah Muhammad implemented Muhammad Ali. And just a couple other thing too, I don't know if a lot of people know, you know, the reason why you can't go past the free throw line when you shoot a free throw is because Will Chamberlain used to dunk all his free throws.
I know.
And they said, whoa, so they implemented the thing that, yeah, imagine that, you know. So, I mean, try to imagine what the record book would look like if he made all his free throws. I mean, he was 28 for 32 the night that he scored the 100 points. Yeah, that was his best free throw line. In fact, he did exceedingly well that year against the Knicks. 28 for 32 that night. I think it was 14 for 18 and 19 the next time they played. But imagine if you couldn't foul him. I mean, if he could dunk all his free throws, you couldn't imagine how many more records he would have, or the addition to the records.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, you couldn't foul him. I remember what they said when he scored 100 points. A reporter came into the locker room and told Bill Russell, you know, Chamberlain scored 100 points because that was a day game they played, about 1 o'clock at Hershey Park. And, you know, Russell looked like, you know, unfazed. I said, well, you don't seem unfazed. Russell may drop 73 the other night. He said, 100 was inevitable.
I assume it was a weekend game, too.
Huh?
I assume it was a weekend game because you said it was an afternoon game, so I probably thought it must have been a
weekend
game.
In Hershey, Pennsylvania. In fact, there are not a lot of photos of the game because the photographer left at halftime. So that's why you don't have a lot of pictures of the action of the game, because what happened, the photographer wind up leaving at halftime. You know, well, like I said, the rest they say is history. But 100 points. But that night is his best free throw night in his career. 28-32 from the free throw line. And I'm just imagine if you had a situation where, you know, you couldn't foul him, because if we foul him, he's going to make the free throw. So it's just remarkable. There's some remarkable things. Looking at some of the people here, Doc Stanley Sports and Depth. Man, glad to have you. You know, I have looked at your number of days, so I got to give him a shout back. Want to also look at, you know, Pelé. Pelé was a nickname given to him that he wasn't very fond of at first. You know, it was one of those tags that he gets. So, you know, the name Pelé, because he's named after Thomas Edison. His first name is Edison, and he's named after Thomas Edison. And how that come about? Because when his family moved from one part of Brazil to another part of Brazil, it was one of the first places they had electricity.
Oh,
and
he's a soccer player.
Right, yeah. And in honor feeling the honor and obligation, they named Pelé Edison after Thomas Edison. He's named after Thomas Edison. Yeah. Pelé is named after Thomas Edison. We told you the room never said Moss. Also, you know, people don't understand, too. We told you about Ali not first being Cassius X. I remember that, too. It was a brief time, too, as Cassius X. Joe Frazier. People don't understand. The reason why Ali Frazier won was for the Madison Square Garden, because Joe Frazier and his manager then, the late Yank Durham, they're both late now, they insisted that the fight wouldn't happen in the Garden. It was going to happen. You know, Joe Frazier, Ali Frazier won, had to be at Madison Square Garden. Joe Frazier and his manager, Yank Durham, insisted that, and that was part of the stipulation that had to happen. That's why you had Ali Frazier won at Madison Square Garden. Originally, they were trying to get out on the West Coast. Donald Trump had done something to circumvent the original efforts, but that became irrelevant when they turned around and said, don't worry about it. Madison Square Garden is where this fight has to be. And he insisted upon it, and that's where it was. That's where it was. Dr. Andy Sports and the Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and Government Network. Also, when Julius Erving was traded to Philadelphia, he wore number 6. And a lot of things, why he the sixth year in pro basketball, and out of the Russell. Well, the main reason why he wore number 6, that's the number he wore when he was on the Olympic team trials that they wound up being boycotted, but that's the number he wore. And I remember we talked about that when he said, you know, when he played, I said, when was it that you said, when I played in Olympic trials and against all the other guys in the country. And then, you know, I just found out how good I was. He led him in points. Julius Erving had one of the great playoff numbers in playoff basketball history. He actually won a playoff series as a Virginia squad. He averaged 38 points and 19 rebounds a game. 38-19. Very comparable to the season of the great Elgin Baylor, who had a season of 38-18. He had a 19-rebound season. And I remember talking to Mr. Baylor about that. You couldn't meet him more humble. I'm ensuing. And he brushed it off like Chandler Russell was getting 20. You know, like they were getting 7 more a game. Yeah, but no. Elgin Baylor had a 38-18 game year season. He had a 19-rebound season. Julius Erving, number 6, was the number that he used at playing Olympic trials when he made the team. But, you know, there was we didn't go. But that was his reason for wearing number 6. And it was the number that he had. And when he went into the NBA, he happened to wear number 6, too. Looking at
another situation. We told you about Duran. You know, Ray Leonard, we told you, was named after Ray Charles. Now, the funny thing about that is that Ray Leonard was named after Ray Charles, the singer. And Ray Charles, the singer, we told you his real name was Ray Robinson. And we told you Ray Robinson's real name was Walker Smith Jr. And, 6 degrees
of separation.
Yeah. Marvin Gaye, too.
Sort of.
Go ahead. Live across the water.
Yeah. No, because, like, you know, I felt like there was a connection with between all the names and stuff, you know. This was in there, that one. This was there, like, there must be a pattern for me here with why the, you know, how the names all came about, where they took the names from. So I was thinking, like, it's 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, no, it was just that was they named after Ray Charles, the singer, and it's ironic because I remember we talked about it. I said, no, you Ray. I said, you know, you went at Sugar Ray Robinson. Could you use the prefix Sugar? I said, but, you know, you were named after the real Ray Robinson. And I've been known to a lot of people. Mickey Mantle, you know, Mickey Mantle's first name is Mickey only because his father thought Mickey Cochran's first name was Mickey. Didn't know his first name was Charles. So he named Mickey Mantle Mickey after his favorite player, which was Mickey Cochran, not knowing that Mickey wasn't his first name. And that's how Mantle got named Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mouse.
My interesting story.
I know. It was bad. I know.
No, we're just good.
Let's see.
Yeah. So that was one interesting thing
play,
too.
Though.
Is that we told you about Doc and you know Duran.
Yeah.
You know Roberto Clemente. The Fatal Flight
from the Pirates
that he took to Nicaragua.
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people know. His son dreamed the night before that the plane was going to crash. His son dreamed the night before the plane was going to crash, and he told his mother, don't let Daddy get on that plane. Daddy, don't get on that plane. The plane is going to crash. And as it did, Roberto Clemente Jr. dreamed was going to have the plane crash.
Well, in 1979, the Yankees experienced the same thing.
So you're talking about Munson?
You bet. I remember when that happened.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Things just, you know what? We'll keep going. We're going to be going shortly. Things you, I found out some too. You know, things you you think you know, but now you really know because I told you. Reggie Jackson was supposed to be with Thurman Munson. Thurman had asked Reggie to go with him. And Reggie said, okay. And Reggie said, hey, Thurman, I can't make him. I got this commercial thing I got to do. And he said he was riding down Hollywood Boulevard in his convertible Rolls Royce when he heard that Thurman crashed. And he pulled the car over to the side and just sat there in disbelief. He was, he wasn't supposed to be there. But, and I'm glad you brought that up, too. You know, things you think you know, but now you know because you really know because I told you so. Yep. A lot of people, too, don't know that Joe DiMaggio's middle name was Joseph Paul DiMaggio. But so was his brother Dominic, and so was his brother Vincent.
Right.
The late, great Burt Sugar, boxing aficionado and expert in the friend of mine, and also a very close friend of Joe DiMaggio. I remember I might have fight in Atlantic City, a little across the water, and I get up to go chat to somebody, come back, somebody's sitting in my seat next to Burt Sugar. It was Joe DiMaggio. I had been befriended by Joe DiMaggio by the late, great Art Rush Jr. And the middle reason why all of them had the same middle name, that was their father's favorite saint.
He used to do a sports show on WABC?
Art Russ Jr. is the Muhammad Ali sportscast. Art Russ Jr. is the guy who started Sports Talk Radio.
I remember Art Russ Jr., sure.
He started Sports Talk Radio. I remember.
One of the greats.
He was the greatest. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
We went into a restaurant, and Ali was there, and Ali got up to say hi, you know, to him. He was the only guy that Joe DiMaggio would talk to on Old Timers Day. And I remember. Introduced him to Mr. DiMaggio, and he said, Joe, this is Melvin Doc Stanley. And I remember that first day because as Mr. DiMaggio went in the back to do his show, Doc Stanley's forcing their Block Talk Radio on Trust and Garbage Network, things you think you know, but now you really know because I told you so. And Lou from across the water was, I'm standing next to the Yankee clubhouse door talking to somebody, and somebody stops in front of me. And I look up, it's Joe DiMaggio. He says, it was very nice to meet you. Never forgot that, and he befriended me. Like when we came back, all those guys are big boxing guys, and he was the only guy that Joe, Mr. Maggio, Art Russ, the only guy. He had a tremendous respect for Art, and I remember Art was saying, because Art was kind of, I remember I talked to Art one day. He said, the best Sugar Roberts ever was, August 24th, 1949, the pencil-thin welterweight, meet a guy named Steve Bellores. I'm like, what? And I read in the biography of Sugar Ray Robinson. He said, I had many nights, but the best I ever was, August 4th, 1949, when I knocked out Steve Bellores in the seventh round. And his he told Joe, he said, hey, Joe, I remember that catch you made out near the monuments back in August 10th, 1947. And I remember Mr. Maggio said, oh, Arthur, I was just trying to knock the ball down. But he had a profound love and respect. And, in fact, I remember asking him, I said, Mr. Maggio, I heard somewhere that I listened that when you got a hit against Satchel Paige, you knew he was ready for the big leagues. And he says, yeah. And I see Mr. DiMaggio now, and he looks at me, and I was just blessed, of course, by God and the good Lord Jesus to be privy to him. And he had this kind of respect for Art and pull me in. And he said, but I tell you something, he said, the older he got, the harder he was to hit. And I remember Dusty Baker telling me that they had Mrs. Paige on the staff of the Braves so he could get enough time to have the 5 years for the pension. And he said there was days he would pitch batting practice. He said, and you couldn't hit him. Mr. Paige, thanks a lot. You'd probably want a Coca-Cola or something. He just couldn't hit. My late friend, Max Manning, the great Negro League pitcher, Max told me something, too. He said, you know what? He said, I made more money in the Negro Leagues than what I would have made in the White Leagues. And he told me, he said, Satchel Paige could put a baseball any place he wanted to. He said, that stuff you see in the movies about him throwing a ball over a bubble. He said, there were guys who could throw as hard as Satchel Paige. He said, but nobody has Satchel Paige's control. Willie Mays' son, Michael Mays, I had read this, was the first time Willie Mays hit against Satchel Paige, he hit a double. Satchel Paige walked out to second base and told him, the next time you come up, you're going to see three pitches and you're going to sit down. He turned to the shortstop and said, let me know when he comes up again. And I remember when they were honoring Willie and made Willie Mays drive, whose birthday is tomorrow, he's 90 tomorrow, and I talked to the son of him, he said, my dad, he said, we were talking about that last night. And they said, Satchel could put a ball any place he wanted to. And Mr. DiMaggio talked about that. The Satchel Paige at 42 years old with Cleveland, who happened to win the World Series, Lord Larry Doby, things you think you know, but you don't know, but now you know because I really know. Cause Larry Doby was the first black player to win a World Series. Jackie didn't win a World Series in 1955. Doby won the World Series his second year in the league. In 1948, the Cleveland Indians won the World Series. So that's another little instinct. And the thing with we were talking about Mr. DiMaggio. I was surprised to find out that Joe DiMaggio, like Bob Feller, enlisted in the military. Feller didn't have to go. Feller was exempt. Bob Feller went into the military. 4 years in the Navy. He won 266 games. No question. He's a 300-game winner. And DiMaggio got out a year early. In the military because of some health issues. I was surprised to find that we both were in the Air Force. I was in the Air Force, too, of course, afterwards. But he was in the Air Force. He was going to do 4 years. Because I was wondering, how do you do 3 years in the Army? And then I found Joe DiMaggio was going to do 4 years in the Air Force, okay? And he did 3 years in the Air Force, and he didn't understand. He wanted to go on the front line. He says, Joe, Air Force guys don't go on the front line. But Joe wanted to go on the front line, and you look at his kind of zeal and stuff when, they were, like, investigating his family. His family couldn't leave 5 miles away from the house because of, the Italian interjection in the war and stuff. But you talk about Art Russ Jr. I mean, everybody and anyone. I used to go to a sporting event or press box and say, I was talking to Arthur, and everybody would look around, that old commercial, Lou, Eve Hutton, everybody would stop and listen. And he was my third mentor. It's been 9 years now since Arthur Russell passed away. Passed away in January.
That long ago, wow.
Yeah, it's been 9 years. Remember Tony Page called me that day. Doc, we were on Mel. Tony Page, who now longer with WFN and the first black boxing writers of America. In fact, he did back-to-back terms, and he said, Mel, Art passed today. I know you know Art, and I want to have you on the show. And we talked. Art Russ Jr. had a place called Russ Brown's. Walt Frazier told me it was the number one spot in New York City. Cars were triple parked. Art said he told me he went in there one day after coming from his doing his TV show, and he walked in, looked to the left, there's John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Then I just go to the office to the right, and it's his friend who used to come down to watch him play softball, Miles Davis. Miles Dewey Davis Jr. Yeah, Art Bus was one of a kind. The most brilliant boxing mind of our time, along with Marion Boykin. But like I said, I just really was taken aback by it. Anytime I would tell Mr. DiMaggio, I said, Mr. DiMaggio, Art Russ said it to hello, and he always said, is Arthur here? Always call Art Russ Jr. Arthur. Is Arthur here? And I showed a profound respect, and you know, it allowed me into a circle a few people got into. And, you know, always talk. I remember when he took a picture with me, and then Art Russ took the picture, and I had Barry Helper. We had just missed Mr. DiMaggio. He was the old timer's day. He was always busy. And a couple of weeks later, Barry Helper brought me. He said, Doc, here's the picture. He says, you know, Doc, let me tell you something. He says, you know, your picture was the only thing Joe DiMaggio was signed for somebody on old timer's day. You know, but now down in Atlantic City, I got a boxing jacket signed. Joe DiMaggio was a great player. And I was found out, too. Did you know, okay, that his two heroes in sports was Lou Gehrig, who he played with, and a gentleman by the name of Muhammad Ali. Dinner with DiMaggio, the author talks about attacking Ali. Someone in Joe said, hold up. Say, hey, you don't attack Ali about what he did inside the ring. You salute him about what he did inside the ring. And he said, inside the ring, and show you what DiMaggio said, he was as good as me. That means he's excellent. And the friend redundantly, and the author, you know, Mr. DiMaggio said, hey, what he did, you know, you saluted, you know, from the positively and all that stuff, but you judge him on what he did as athlete. He said he was a great athlete, good as me, and that's all, you know. So you don't go any place to him and Lou Gehrig, who he played with. He played with Mr. Gehrig. And I had found out, too, did you know, Doc Stanley, Sports and Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and God Network with Lou across the world, Joe DiMaggio was actually the second captain of the Yankees, but they kept it submerged. Didn't, you know, Joe didn't want any fans first. So, you know, when you talk about Gehrig, DiMaggio, then later on we had Munson, we had Mattingly, and we had Derek Jeter. Now, also, in things you think you know, as I said, you know, we've got this segment here, and I'm thinking you got me rocking and rolling because we're going to run through, but, you know, on this segment, things you think you know, but now you really know because the first black captain of the Yankees actually was the co-captain, so Jeter is the first full captain, but Willie Randolph and Ron Guidry were named co-captains at one particular time. Willie was the first. Willie's astonished. Willie got a call out of Willie. Willie, you know, astonishingly, Willie was at one time in the front office, but Willie Randolph was picked the greatest second baseman in Yankee history, and through his entire career as a Yankee second baseman, he never made an error in the playoffs or World Series play. That's his astonishing record. He's the picked the second baseman. Of course, Gehrig's at first base. Shortstop is Jeter. DiMaggio in center field. Babe Ruth from right. And Dave Winfield. He's picked the all-time greatest left field in Yankee history. I believe on the mound had to be Whitey Ford. Barrow behind the plate without question. And at third base, I don't believe it was Nettles, though. I don't believe it was Greg Nettles. The best fielding third baseman the Yankees ever had was Cleve Boy, without question. I think he's far superior than, or just as, well, better. Maybe not far superior, but just as good as Brooks Robinson. But Boyer with, and his arm. I got a picture autographed for me. And, you know, sequence, he as a ground ball toward the hole, he dives to his left. Digs the ball out the dirt, gets up on his knees, and then throws the guy at first base by two steps. Just that, him and his brother Ken were outstanding third base. And Ken won a MVP in 1964 with the St. Louis Cardinals. But, yeah, Willie Randolph was the first black captain of the and Joe DiMaggio was something that kept, you know, hey, we make no announcement of it, but DiMaggio was the second captain of the Yankees with the mantle being handled over to him from Lou Gehrig, and then, you know, our third guy was Munson. Then we had Don Mattingly, who I don't understand how he's not in the Hall of Fame. And then we have Derek Jeter, who is there in the Hall of Fame. I don't understand how he missed by one vote, too. So things you, like I said, you didn't know. You thought you know, but now you really know because I told you here on this segment here, and I got my man from across the water joining me. So that was good. We touched about it. You know, well, I touched on some things I didn't even get to, but the things I was looking at, we told you about Ali. Don King. Don King came into boxing not as a promoter. Don King was he had fighters. The first time I met Don King, Ernie Shavers. He was fighting Jimmy Ellis. Ellis had Shavers against the rope. And then Shavers spun Jimmy Ellis around, boom, knocked him out. When we went into the dressing room, DK was at the door. We will be a fighting champion, likened to Muhammad Ali. And his stable was really prosperous. I mean, look, he had Ernie Shavers, a heavyweight, a guy named Jeff Merritt as another heavyweight, and Ray Anderson as a light heavyweight. Well, Corey fought Shavers and knocked him out. Ray Anderson lost to Jorge Ahumada, who wound up getting the title shot against Bob Foster, who eventually knocked him out. And Jeff Merritt didn't pan out. So now King was that was it. Jerry Corey and Muhammad Ali are going to fight in Madison Square Garden. It's a college basketball game. Doc Stanley Sports Network, Blog Talk Radio, and Trust and Garden Network. Lou from across the water. That's New Jersey. And
yes.
In comes Don King. And I was in there with my NYSASA New York announcing, school announcing speech, Sid Gatton Jr., who was then the producer of John Sterling's show on WNCA Radio. You know, Gatton gun in. Don walks in and says, "Hey, Don," I said, I don't even like college basketball. And he said, "Mel," said, "my man, I have a piece of paper here that will guarantee Muhammad Ali and George Foreman $5 million to fight in Africa." And when he walked out that door, he became the legendary, the greatest motor of all time, Don King. Don started out, though, as a manager, Ernie Shavers, Jeff Merritt, Ray Anderson, and boom. They, as I was saying, God gave him the greater or the lesser, but that's how DK started out, and we told you there was Joe Frazier, who was adamant and said there would be no Ali Frazier fight any place else but Madison Square Garden. And Muhammad Ali, before Muhammad Ali, was a brief time, Cassius X. Chamberlain, hey, used to dunk all his free throws. We told you about Dr. J. Pelé, named after Thomas Edison, and where Durant never said no mas. Never said no match. Sugar Ray Robinson, real name Walker Smith Jr. Ray Leonard, named after Ray Charles. Yeah. Marvin Gaye, an interesting thing, too. And a lot of people don't know. Gaye added an E to his name. His name was G-A-Y. He added an E to his name. Man, something a lot of people don't know. Marvin had dedicated a whole year to training to get ready to play cornerback with the Detroit Lions. And when it came time for the situation to come about, the coach, I think it was Smith, told Marvin, "You know, Marv, you may be an outstanding cornerback, but it would be a loss to the world and society to have your talent on a football field instead of front of a microphone." And it was suspended. Ironically enough, on what's going on, "Hey, man, this is a swinging party." Yeah, well, the two voices you hear is Hall of Fame cornerback Lem Bonney from the Lions, and the also outstanding running back who was in the running high school, Mel Farr. Mel Farr, Lem Bonney, are those. I got a chance to meet Mr. Bonney, too. Those two, "Hey, man, this is a swing for you." Lem Bonney, Mel Farr, the voices you hear on what's going on, you know. And
great record.
Yeah. So that was the situation they were looking at. We told you about DiMaggio, Willie Mays, you know.
Say hey, kid.
Tomorrow's a break. When Willie Mays hit four home runs in Milwaukee, two events that he started not to play that game. He had some ribs the night before, and it just upset his stomach. He started not to play the game. He hit four home runs. He hit one ball that an outstanding catch was made at the wall that robbed a home run by the center fielder. The center fielder that day, that game, was Hank Aaron. Wow. Doc Stanley Sports Network, Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Guard Network. We got Lou. You got some on your mind. Let me do a quick plug here, get back here, and we'll talk a few minutes with you. For when Doc Stanley Sports Network, we're going to run for just seconds to bring you a commercial. Of course, we got Mike Bellamy going to loop. Come on, Mike. Say something for us, buddy.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Things you thought you know. Now you really know because of Billy Paul. Like Miles Davis. It was Miles Davis who went to Ray Robinson after fighting. Said, Ray, that's it. You know, so. Well, Billy Paul, who I got a chance to meet as a performing stand-up, but I really got a chance to meet him when he came to Brazil to perform, brought there by one of the number one top promoters, Décio Cotamácio Jr. In fact, Décio, his oldest son, named after Malcolm X, is the godson of Billy Paul. Yeah, and I found out that Billy was also a boxer. I said, what? Yeah, Billy Paul was also a boxer.
Really?
They said Miles, Lou, was could have been a contender at welterweight. He goes down to the coach. Billy told me a funny story. He said, Miles used to call me. I said, why don't you come on down to the gym so I can knock your ass out? But they were both, both fighters.
No, thank you.
What's that?
I would say, no, thank you. If I'm going to get a case of whoop ass, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, Billy turned it down. He stayed behind that. But, you know, and Miles, in a lot of ways, was just joking. But it was, I knew about Miles and getting a chance to meet and spend some time with Mr. Paul through his shows, through the promoter, Mr. Cotamácio. I got to tell him, we talked about a lot of things. In fact, what I found out, too, unbeknownst to a lot of friends, that Billy Paul and Muhammad Ali were very close. They're very close friends. And I got a chance to sit there and talk. You know, it's remarkable. You know, it's just remarkable. Dr. Danny Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, the Trusted Guard Network. It's time for a little plug. So we're going to let you know that this portion of Sports in Depth is brought to you by Sam Shoe Repair. And Sam also takes care, you know, he fixes luggage, fixes zippers. Your shoes, 212-861-2278, 212-861-2278. Keys are made there, too, at Sam's. And so if you need anything done, Sam's Shoe Repair, Sam does it all. Bags, zippers, orthopedic shoes, 33 East 65th Street, between 1st and 2nd Avenue, 212-861-2278. And while you're there, is Mike's Jewelry of 65th Street. His office is right there, same address, 330 East 65th Street, 347-260-4535. And everything you want. Paid orders, box, watches repaired, jewelry repaired, 14-carat, 18-carat. Once again, Sam and Mike. Mike and Sam. Sam's not making pants too long. He's doing the things just right for your shoes, too. Sam's number, he's got a 212 number for you. And we have the number for Mike, 347-260-4535. The time, 347-260-4535. Okay, Sam, I didn't want to get it wrong. And Sam, the 212 number. That's how Sam falls. Sam's on the book, too. That's somebody's book. 212-861-2278. And just in case you're having a little problem with the teeth there, Michael Klein, 305 East 55th Street, Suite 101. It's 212-752-4222. 2222. Man, these guys have been there for a while, every day. Dr. Danny Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, Trust the Government Network. Sam, Mike, and Michael. They're all about it. Sam, Michael right there. The dentist, he's about a half a block away. Is that at all? Dr. Danny Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, Trust the Government Network. To this special segment, but hey, you really know because I told you so. And we implemented you to Miles Davis, quite a boxer, quite a, you know, a lot of people thought. Howard Weston said you Miles was really, really good. Could have been a contender, but no question, he's better off staying behind the microphone. You know, unbeknownst to a lot of people, too, it was Miles Davis that discovered John Coltrane. things. Things again, are, you know, we venture, like I said, with sports in depth, you know, with the diverse intellect of this posse, we go from the sports in depth to the world. Miles Davis supplanted, he replaced Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker's band. And he discovered Coltrane. And he was upset when Coltrane, he understood Coltrane moving on and elevating, but he said, you know, having Coltrane was like having two saxophones in the band. And he really didn't want Coltrane to go. And but he understood the career move and all that sort of stuff. But he was, Miles was going to the music. The train had a missing tooth when he joined the band. Had the tooth fixed. And Miles was fearful. Okay, here you go. Miles was fearful that with the fixed dental work, that that for some reason, Coltrane would lose his sound. As it turned out, that wasn't the case. And like they say, the rest they say is history. But it was Coltrane discovered by Miles Davis. Miles Davis was sort of discovered by Charlie Parker. Rock Stanley, Sports Net, Block Talk Radio, and Trusting God Network.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, don't you have a show you do on the weekdays?
Saturday nights, actually. It's called the Enhanced Sports
Friday.
Show.
You know what? When I said weekday, I was thinking Friday. Yeah, okay. Now, what time are you on Fridays?
Saturday. 5 to 7 p.m.
I mean, Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. Okay, what time are you on Saturday?
5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. It's called the Enhanced Sports Show, and we handle just about everything in the world of sports.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, though, in addition to our regular features, we'll also do some recapping of the Kentucky Derby. I'll take your thoughts on the upcoming NBA playoffs with the play-in games. And also, being fact, Sunday is Mother's Day. It's ladies' night. So if you have a special woman who wants to call in, as well as guys, too, we're not excluding them, just call 512-543-4662. That number again, 512-543-4662. And I'll also take your thoughts on how your team did in the draft. Like, what grade would you get if you were to grade them? So call Saturday and let us know.
Give us that number one more time.
512-543-4662. And it won't cost you a cent.
Okay, 512-543-4662. Name of the show?
Right.
What's the name of the show, Lou?
The Enhanced Sports Show. Enhanced.
Okay. Enhanced Sports Show. Okay.
Right.
We want to give you the plug here. And, man, well, great to have you. I haven't heard from you in a while, but I've got your number, too. Well, you got DocStanleySports.com. Send me an email, Lou, with the information again one more time, with a picture of yourself so I can put you up in our collage. Okay? DocStanley@AOL.com. Do that for me.
DocStanley@AOL.com.
Anybody else here, too, if you got some questions and stuff like that, just email me, DocStanley@AOL.com. At the same time, we're telling you, check out my site, DocStanleySports.com. DocStanleySports.com. That's my website. You can get into my memory collection. And as I told you, we've got some items in the new African-American Smithsonian wing. So once again, email me, DocStanley@AOL.com. Check out the site. Check out the articles, DocStanleySports.com. And, I was thinking the other day, I was going through some stuff here, Lou, and sometimes, you know, you just kind of don't comprehend. I bless you, my photographer. He said, "Yo, Doc, if people listen to your stories, they're really for the show at all." And I was remembering, when I came in today, I was doing some stuff over there, and the best sneakers, Larry Bird, came in. I remember his last game at the Metal Coliseum of Continental, and I asked him before the game. I said, "Larry, could I get us the other game?" He said, "Well, it depends how bad I tear him up." And I understood how that is because years ago I had asked Julius for an old pair, and I was surprised he had like 7-8 pairs. But you know, we think somehow that they wear sneakers like we do. Michael Jordan, Charles Oakley, Patrick Ewing, and we have a pair of everybody's sneakers here in the collection. Wore a new pair of sneakers every game. Isaiah Thomas told me, "I can't, I can't wear a new pair every game. You know, I have to break them after a while, but I can't wear a new pair of sneakers every game." And Larry said, "Well, it depends how bad I tear them up." And when I came into the locker room after the game, just walking in, listening to him talking. You know, Larry Bird is Julius Erving said, Larry Brown said something about Julius Erving. I remember going into the locker room, and he's with the Nets, and I heard Larry Brown talking about it, and I didn't know who he was talking about as I walked in. Because he said he's the greatest superstar off the court than he is on the court. And you can say that Ali and Bird. And Bird is just a direct guy, but a great, great guy. You know, Bird is, you know, 2 and 2 is 4. If you get in there, that's not good. And he said, come on with me in the back before they throw his sneakers out. Now, right away, he remembered me, and he wanted to give them to me, you know. And we went back there, and he sat down, and he said, well, hey, you want to have a beer? I'm not a beer drinker. But if Larry Bird says, do you want to have a beer? I said, yeah, I have a beer. And we talked. So I was back. He said, well, I don't know what's going to happen next year. He went back, and I was in the area that the players go where they're isolated from the media and stuff. You know, he started coming back, and you were with me. And I said, I guess this New York press must be the toughest press for you. He said, no. I said, the toughest press for me is the Boston press. And I was, you know. And later on, I found out, you know, Bird's a big jazz guy. You know, we talked about the Parker and Miles and yeah. I remember, you know, Larry direct too, when he was coaching, Reggie Miller was ejected from the game about the second quarter. And so when the press came in that day, you know, cause, and Reggie's not the kind of guy that happens to, so he mustn't be. Anyway, when he reported, he said, well, you know, you guys lost by a few points tonight. You had to miss Reggie Miller. And Larry said, nah, he said, not the way he was playing tonight. And just you know, when you talk forwards, my number one forward of all time is Elgin Baylor. There's no forward whose stats compare to his. 27 points, 13 rebounds a game. Okay, Dr. J. When Dr. J. The NBA didn't see Dr. J. They saw Julius Erving portraying Dr. J. at different times during games and the season and stuff. But right. Julius, Bird, or my modern day starting five. At front, Baylor and Julius, 1-2, Bird's there, you know, and the guy that nobody talks about. It's remarkable to me. It's a great man, Boykin says, greatest boxing mind of our time without Russ, Bob Pettit. Lou, across the water, 26-16 a game. 26-16 was his lifetime average. 26 points, 16 rebounds a game. He's 4 points away from 30 a game, and he's 4 points away from 20 rebounds a game. And nobody, am I right? Nobody talks about Bob Pettit. Nobody talks about Pettit. Bob Pettit, Dr. J, and Jerry West are the only three players to start in every All-Star game they played in. Jerry West, Bob Pettit, okay, and Dr. J. Pettit, right in there. Wes, Dr. J, legends, okay? Did he win a championship? Okay, he won a championship. But nobody talks about Bob Pettit. When they picked the first two forwards on the all-time team 35 years, it's Bob Pettit and Elgin Baylor. Nobody talks about Bob Pettit. I mean, it's remarkable. Nobody, you know, old-timers, they'll talk about Cousy. But nobody talks about Bob Pettit. 26-16 lifetime. That's his lifetime numbers, you know. So, wow. You know, you just a great, great player. Dr. Stanley, Sports Network, Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Guard Network. We got my man Lou from Across the Water, Enhanced Sports Show. He's at 512-543-6662 every Saturday, ladies' night, as Mother's Day comes up. And I'm going to talk to Lady A, the finest boxing mind, female-wise. I got to make sure I keep your number in here, too, because sometimes I'll be saying, I got to give him a shot. But, you know, you're going to live alone. I think I said, man, I haven't heard from him. Boom, here you are. I can't say that no more. I can't say that no
well,
more.
Well, Doc, I actually was looking to find you, but I can't seem to find you. So I looked on Fly Talk and I found you tonight, and there you are.
Yeah, well, for now you're going to be able to find me, because I'm going to make sure I give you a shout. I got your numbers here. Okay, now what time are you on Saturdays?
5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, 5 p.m. Okay, real quickly here, what's on your mind? Any quick thoughts before we let you go?
No, it's just about it. I mean, the Yankees are improving as I thought they would, but the Mets seem to be in trouble. They're going through a revamp with their pitching staff and whatnot. So, AL East, right now is in a heap of trouble. So, but my Knicks, on the other hand, oh yeah, we're hot. We're hot as a pistol.
Just if one little here and there, and we're talking about 13 games in a row instead of 12 out of 13. They're going to make the playoffs. Stephen A. Smith was telling my buddy there, Max, beware. You know, and I'm saying this, Lou, I'm saying this, baby. And call you Lou A.W. In fact, I'm going to call you the law. Lou across the water. Is that all right? Call you the law? Is that good?
The law.
I like that.
The law, baby. And I said this. The Nets are suspect. They got guys who get hurt. Durant. Now, I mean, the one guy we thought that was going to be healthy was Harden. That ain't the case. So
nope.
They're suspect. You know, they're suspect. And one thing about the Knicks, you know, they didn't have any health issues, and now they're playing some healthy basketball. And I think you got to look at their coach of the year. There's no question about it. Everybody thought the guy over there in Brooklyn was going to. But I think, you know, you got to get this guy coach of the year. He's got to be in consideration. Don't forget the guy down in Philly, which also is a thorn in the side, Lou, L-A-W, and the Nets, because Philadelphia's beat them. They lead them in the series. I think they're leapfrogging back and forth. There's no guarantee that, you know, first when they said they had KD and they had Irving and then they got Harden, you know, and Nash is the coach, it was nothing. The NBA Finals was a given. It ain't the case anymore. They have problems with Philly.
Nope.
And if you talk about Philly, you got to talk Eastern Coast coaches. You got to look at Doc Rivers in that same scenario as coach of the year.
Yes.
You know, he took
Doc
a team that's dysfunctional, not able to be cohesive. So there's two guys here.
Yeah.
And you're proud, you know, East Coast guys. Last night I was looking at something. At Kevin McHale and Julius Erving, you're talking about those back-to-back seasons where Sixers went up 3-1 and then lost the series to Boston, and then they went up 3-1 again, and then I think they were the first team to win a seventh game at Boston Gardens in the history of Boston Gardens. I think the only team to win a seventh game in Boston Gardens. Elgin Baylor, did you know, is the only player to score over 60 points in a playoff game, and that was at Boston Gardens, 60 points against the Boston Celtics. Doc Stanley, Sports Center, Blog Talk Radio, on Trust and Guard Radio Network. The law is here. Lou from across the water. He told you what he's doing. It's 5 o'clock on Saturday, ladies. It's Enhanced Sports Show. He's every Friday, starting at 5:10 Eastern Standard Time. And so,
it's Saturday, and the number again is 512-543-4662. On that note, I will take my leave and hope to talk to you again, Doc.
512-543-4662. Okay, Lou, I'll be talking to you. I want you to be part of the panel. Thanks a lot for being with us. And, hey,
thanks, Doc.
Happy Mother's Day where it applies in the family there.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, really a nice surprise getting Lou here to join. Just a very, you know, just a very pro approach to the voice, you know. There's certain guys on radio who think should be up radio waiting sound, but Lou is an asset to the game and a credit to his race, the human race. One more time, let's go through it. Now, this was our show. You know, I was going to try to leave earlier, but once again, the episode, things you think you know, but now you really know because I told you. So add some things here that came about in the conversation. One of the things is that Ray Leonard is named after Ray Charles, okay? And Ray Charles' real name is Ray Robinson. Dr. J wore number 6. And not so much it was a 60 in the pros when he went to Philly or and so to Bill Russell. Number 6 was the number that he wore when he excelled against the rest of the players in the country at the Olympic trials. Will Chamberlain used to dunk all his free throws. That's why you can't go past the free throw line because the Dipper used to dunk all his free throws. Joseph Paul DiMaggio, him and his brothers all had the same middle name. It was the favorite saint of their father. Roberto Clemente was begged by his son and not to take that trip he took because he dreamed at night that his dad was going to crash. The plane was going to crash. Ali was Cassius X a little while before it was Muhammad Ali. Joe Frazier told all those who were in earshot and had anything to do with Ali Frazier 1, it had to be at Madison Square Garden, else it wasn't going to happen. Okay, Don King was a boxing manager before he became a boxing promoter. Pelé, okay? Pelé is a nickname that he wasn't too fond of originally. And his first name is Edison, as he's named after Thomas Edison, as a salute by his parents to electricity that the area they lived in at that time was one of the first and few places that had electricity. Dr. Stanley Sports at Block Talk Radio and Trust to Go at Network. You know what we do before we leave. Marvin Gaye has this to say before we go on our way on Sports and Debt Block Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. And that's good here, Lou. One more time, he's going to be on 5 o'clock on Saturday, Ladies Night. And once again, Enhanced Sports Show. He gave you the number. I'll give it to you one more time, too, before we leave, unless you want it right now. 512-543-4662. Sports and Debt has been brought to you by Sam's Shoe Repair. Hey, got to get there. Mike's Jewelry of 65th Street. Also, hey, the Bristol Medical Center, dentist Michael Klein, and MegaCare. We go everywhere. Care is what's most important to us. And now, Marvin Gaye has this to say before we go on our way here on Sports and Debt Block Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Mr. Gay, who last name was G-A-Y, he added an E to his name. Hey, hey, I'm rolling, baby. I'm rolling, you know. Things you think you know, but now you really know because the doctor told you so. Mr. Gay.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
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 Live for life.
Live for life. But let's live, everybody.
Live life. For the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, you got to. Save the baby. time, yeah, to save our world, yeah, to save our sweet world, save our world that is destined to die.
And if I may say that these sports in-depth nation is here. The sports in-depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Get ready to roll. Finance. Every saying, trust in God. And it's supposed to be Block Talk Radio, Trust in God Network. We thank the law. What show? Got the number for you? I'll give it to you one more time. You didn't get it. 512-543-4662. I got to join him on that show. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock. Wednesday, ladies' night. Doc Stanley's supposed to be Block Talk Radio and Trust in God Network. And, hey. And you know, you really know because I have told you so.
Even though sometimes the low waves make you feel your life almost gone.
Just look up, tomorrow's sun will let you know your life's not done. Just look around, love's pouring down. Trust in God, do-do-do-do. Understands everything, healing is in his wings. So we must put our trust in God. He shows how much we care by sharing the load we bear. So we must put our trust in God.
Even when we don't understand, and it seems our world just falls apart,
just look up,
tomorrow's sun.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, Live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Sports in Depth, Thursday, things you think you know. Sports in Depth with Dr. Emily Stanley. Who's in the course? An in-depth of educational historical look for the sports. Legendary award-winning radio show. Adventures with both a daily and historical perspective, bringing also both an in-depth look and perspective not only our times, but two of the players and performers of the said events both now and yesteryear. Doc does on this segment, Sports in Depth, showed his renowned segment, Ain't You Know, But Now You Really Know, because Sports in Depth, a.k.a. SID, also brings us the unique strategies and sports of intellectual perspective. Not just athletics, because as it takes God-given talent, who takes this monetary with passion, determination, intellect, we have a competing and accomplishing tool. But the in-depth knowledge, select our iconic posse, Sports in Depth is too world in depth. Thanks for joining us once again. We always rope the rumors, talk to the issues, and bring the truth. And we thank you, of course, the water for joining us. Our sponsors, Sam Shoe Repair, Mike's Jewelry, Dental Work with Keep, Mega Care. Yeah, we go everywhere. Doc's Words of Wisdom and Truth, a.k.a. Reach the Words of Wealth. Do anything. I can do everything. God is everything. So is his son, Jesus. If you don't have, you don't have family at all. God will not fail. I don't need it, but it helps. Just because you're the leader doesn't mean you are the smartest. Because you're the smartest doesn't make you the leader. Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio. Trust in God, good news. Thanks for joining us. From the mind of my heart, God bless you all. Trust in God. Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio. Trust in God, Radio Network.